This We Love Telling podcast is a Mirror Digital production. Hello and welcome to the Apprentice special of the We Love Telly podcast. I'm Rob Lee, and joining me throughout this extremely wonderful webcast is We Love Telly's feature writer, Sarah Wallace. Say hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Let me give you a little rundown of what we've got on this here podcast. First up, we've got a recap of the finest moments with audio description, and that little segment's called Who Are These Losers? Then after that, we've got an ode to Nick, some poetic appreciation of Lord Allen's left-hand... No, he's right-hand man, or is he left? He's on the left-hand, isn't he? Lord Allen's left-hand man. And then after that, we've got the Apprentice Awards, which very handily and neatly titled is our award for the people what's in The Apprentice. And then after that, me and Sarah are going to play Assassins, where we play like those horrible people that come in and rip them apart at the end of the series, going through their CV and stuff. Who doesn't lie on the CV? And we're going to be giving you our hot tip for who's going to win. So why don't you have a listen, yeah?
And now we're going to play a little game called Who Are These Losers?
How does this game go, Sarah?
I'm going to play you a few clips from the Apprentice series of some, the best moments, I would say, and you have to guess who that person is.
You do realise I haven't watched The Apprentice all the way through.
You'll be fine. I've got every faith in you.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Here's the first clip.
Are the French eco-friendly? Do the French go camping? Are the French very fond of their children? If that makes sense. I honestly know nothing about the French or their culture.
So who do you think that was?
I have no idea. I did say that I haven't watched the show.
It's a classic moment of Susan asking about the French on the Paris task.
Oh, Susan in Paris, of course. Let's play another clip, shall we?
Yeah, but I think one thing we do need to bear in mind is our focus group was quite focused.
Who was that, Rob? Come on.
I think I've made it quite clear I haven't watched all of it. Tell me.
It was Natasha on the Lads Mag task, Rob.
Of course, that was my favourite.
Let's try again. Final clip.
It's going to be 5 minutes.
Just in case.
Why the hell are you here then?
I'm selling tomorrow.
It doesn't make you gay.
Come on, then, let's go.
Right, come on, let's go.
Let's get this done then.
Who was that?
Chair Lloyd?
No, it was Leon on the task where he had to spray fake tan on a man and he wasn't very comfortable with it.
Well, you're right, those were indeed classic clips. I just wished I'd watched.
You've missed out. You've missed out.
I really have. And now, in a We Love Telly podcast first, I'm going to read you a poem. Now, this poem was written by an unnamed member of the We Love Telly podcast crew, and it is an ode to Nick Hewer. And it's called, Hewer, My Love Could Not Be Truer. There once was a fine silver-haired advisor called Nick, who never fell for any apprentice numpty's trick. His sexy arched eyebrows were those of fable, given half a chance we'd have him on the boardroom table. Oh, darling Mr. Hewer, you're positively sick. And presumably that means sick in the American sense, as in very, very, you know, cool. Well, and at least it didn't end with rhyming synonym for penis. Oh, hang on, there's a little bit more as well. Forget Karen or Lord Allen, we'd always be at your beck and call. Into your strong, muscular, besuited arms we'd willingly fall. Your intuitive knowledge of the biz has us all flustered in an acumen-related sexually charged tiz. We'd love to be the jelly you nail against the wall. Okay, that's enough of that. We Love Telly Poet on Residence, you're fired. Now, because when The Apprentice is done, you won't care about it, we're going to do series awards now. Yes, we've got some very special awards with very little recognition or status to award to some of the people in The Apprentice. And the judging panel for this very prestigious award is one Sarah Wallace. So I'm going to read out the category and she's going to tell you just exactly who the bloody winner is. So first up, we have the Fittest But Eeriest Apprentice Award, and that goes to...
That goes to Helen. Congratulations, Helen. She's probably the most beautiful.
No, she's well fit.
She's well fit, there you go. But she slightly resembles a shop mannequin. She does not move. Her face doesn't move, mm-hmm. and therefore she is also the eeriest, Rob.
That's intense concentration, surely, on her part. She's single-minded, driven.
Probably doesn't cry, probably doesn't have a heart somewhere in that tin shell of hers.
Wow, that's harsh. Okay.
I'd like to see a bit of emotion from my apprentice candidates.
You want to break them down? You want to see them cry?
I want to see them break down. I want to see them on the floor crying, begging for that job.
Wow, maybe you should be seeing some kind of controller for Misery TV or something.
Fantastic.
Actually, I think Channel 4 would be interested. Right, and the next award is for most likely to be down the pub with the Dalai Lama. Who could this possibly be?
That goes to Melody. Congratulations, Melody. She mentioned in the first episode, I was personally taught by Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama, and she may have mentioned that 400 or 500 times
personally
since.
Taught what? What kind of school did she go to?
I don't really know. That's why we are speculating that she must be down the pub with the Dalai Lama. Apparently, he must, you know, he's been helping her out and made her the woman she is.
Desmond Tutu doesn't get involved with any kind of GCSE syllabi or anything like that, does he?
No, not as yet. But, you know, Melody was obviously a special student.
Special
attention. That's why she receives our special award.
And now, and I'm sure there's a whole raft of contenders for this award. This is the Special Lifetime Achievement Award for the person who most resembles a lonely bollock.
This was very difficult for the judging panel, but we think His Greatness, Lord Alan Sugar, will receive this award.
Not Karen.
Not Karen, no, unfortunately not. But Lord Alan Sugar, he's getting a bit wrinkly, isn't he, in his old age?
Increasingly crinkly.
Crinkly.
Crinkly and wrinkly.
Well, he's done a lot. He's been, you know, doling out the hirings and firings for years.
It takes its toll. And I'm sure he'll rank this honour alongside his lordship or whatever. Thank you very much, Sarah Wallace, for
Thank
those
you.
Incredibly brilliant awards.
Thank you.
Now, ahead of the final episode of The Apprentice, when they get all those thuggish mates of Lord Alan's in to basically just be pretty foul to the remaining candidates, we're going to replicate that and be pretty foul about the remaining candidates. So, Sarah, first up, let's rip Helen to pieces, shall we? You've already described her as being like a mannequin.
Yeah, her face doesn't move much.
But that doesn't affect her employability, does it?
It doesn't, but it doesn't warm you to her, does it? She's like a silent but deadly killer, although that makes her sound like a fart.
But then she'd be expressing some emotion or expressing something, some guff.
She doesn't say much, does she? I mean, she's been very good, but, you know, has she got any... There's nothing dynamic about her, is
she's
there?
She's snuck right in there, hasn't she?
She's sort of quietly gone along for the ride, been on the winning team mm-hmm. quite a lot, but I don't know if she's got much oomph.
One of Karen's concerns was that if she's so successful in it, and she was incredibly successful in those role-playing tasks with the biscuits and the other bits and pieces in France with the whatever it was, the concern is that why is she not gone and done this business by herself already?
Yeah, that's always a criticism every year, but, you know, they can't hold that against her, surely. You know, this is what she wants to do. Give her the job if she's good enough.
So in a non-libelous fashion, what do you anticipate they may pick her up on her CV?
They will probably criticise that she has only ever been an assistant to somebody very important and mm-hmm. not been important herself, and that she doesn't have any experience in doing anything very much.
Experience with sausage rolls, though, that's pretty important.
That is important. It depends what business she's going into with Alan Sugar, doesn't it? Hopefully sausage making.
Okay, that sounds like some kind of euphemism. All right, let's move on to Susan. Little Susan, always patronised because she's so little.
She's so little.
She is little. She's so little and cute.
She's the mouse that roared. That's the title she's been given. She's
when did she roar?
Well, it wasn't so much of a roar as a rather slightly louder squeak, but she sat in the boardroom and spoke up for herself a little, while Mean Jim said that she had done nothing on the task. But I think she's one of the best candidates. Slightly dim, sometimes.
Do you think she should win?
No.
Why? What's her weakest point?
That she is very easily walked all over and manipulated by everybody else.
Well, that's because she's so little and cute.
She's so little and cute. Maybe she should go and work somewhere where she can be appreciated for being little and cute.
Well, good luck to you, Susan. And if you don't win, well, you did so well. next is Tom, who everyone loves. Tom. Personally, I find him a little bit unnerving.
He's the mad inventor, isn't he? But he sort of plays on this character. I'm mad and I'm an inventor and I'm mad. But we haven't seen him invent anything yet. So,
do you think they might find some inventions on his CV?
He famously, or well, actually no one knew, but he invented the curved nail file. Did you know that?
I did see that on the shows, yeah.
So there you go. So he's, you know, he has proven he has some merit as an inventor, but is that what Alan Sugar wants? Probably not.
What's Lord Alan's concerns then about Tom? What are his reservations?
Well, he's probably, I don't know, I haven't seen Lord Alan Sugar's nails. I don't know how manicured they are. But I don't know whether things like that are of much importance to Lord Alan Sugar.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Well, if it makes money, that's good.
He wants someone who goes down the market with his wheelbarrow. Mm-hmm. And
his Amstrad phones.
Exactly.
And fourth and finally, but certainly not last, it's the Northern Ireland charmer, the man everybody loved and then they hated and then they kind of love him again. It's Jim.
He is a charmer, isn't he? He had me charmed. I think he is the favourite. He was Superman right at the start. Everyone loved him. He's a little bit manipulative, mm-hmm. but perhaps that's what you need to be a bit cutthroat in this business.
To be a git. Are you calling Jim a git?
No, don't put words in my mouth, Rob. I said he was maybe a little cutthroat.
So what... But Lord Alan, what are his weak points then? What's Lord Alan going to have his reservations about?
He's already had a go at him for talking too much rubbish, so I imagine he will be bullshitting his way through his chat about his CV when we when we watch on Sunday.
Jim, Nick did say he'd got the gift of the baloney, didn't he? But he said it is a positive trait.
Yeah, but Nick also said that trying to nail something to Jim was like trying to nail jelly to a wall. Mm-hmm. I think that sums it up.
Fundamentally pointless activity.
Have you ever tried it?
No. I've got more important things to do with my life, like this podcast.
Exactly.
So it's coming down to brass tacks now, Sarah. Who do you want to win? But also, who do you think will win?
I would like...
Are you falling asleep here?
This is a very big decision.
Yeah, speed it up, yeah?
I would like Jim to win.
Uh-huh.
But... What? Because he's the most dynamic, he's a charmer. You saw him trying to sell stuff to those ladies. He can sell anything. He could sell ice to an Eskimo. So,
do you fancy Jim?
No. He's a charmer, though. I'd probably buy something from him, but that's as far as it goes. I think him or Helen will win, but hopefully Jim will win.
You can't say all of them. There's only four of them. You can't spread your bets.
I think there's a 25% chance that Jim will win.
Yeah, you could go into business now.
I could.
And so you want him to win and you think he's going to win?
Yeah, there's a little part of me that maybe thinks it would be nice if Susan won for the little people to stand up and count his for, the meek shall inherit. But she won't win. It'll be Jim.
Okay.
Or Helen.
Right, okay, so that's Sarah Wallace's expert opinion who's going to win. It's going to be one of the final four. Brilliant. Thank you for your insight.
No problem.
For what it's worth, I think Jim's going to win too.
You sure?
So, yeah, 100%. Not hedging my bets like you.
100%. Yeah. That's a different show.
That is. So thank you very much for joining us on this Apprentice special of the Wheel of Telly podcast. The show is on Sunday night. Watch it. Goodbye.